Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me, and hopefully we'll get some of this technical issues corrected. We are having some technical difficulties right now, so we will see if we can get those corrected for you as quickly as possible. But we're going to continue on with our broadcast right now, because we've got some great information for you. Before I get into our intriguing content, though, this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Kelly Klaus, is here, Divorce Transition Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And if I had my board working here, you'd be able to hear me tell you.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Of course. They're just a little slow this morning. Hey, you got to be able to improvise when you're doing live broadcasts. But while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we have something to celebrate every day. And I am not going to tell you what's in my water bottle this morning. But today is National Coffee Day. So those of you that are able to see us, or I know that part of our recording is going through, I'll take a sip of water instead of the coffee. We've got Sergio over there in the corner, though. He's got the coffee going, so but he doesn't have a mic, so we don't hear him at all. We'll get this going here.
Surprise!
National Coffee Day. You gotta love that one. Let's move right along and see what the markets are doing. Being that I can't see what our monitors are doing, we'll have to kind of improvise on that as well. You know something? It may be a good thing, though, because apparently the issue is that one of the cameras isn't working. And that's the camera that shows me, so that's not a bad thing when it doesn't show me. Some people might be applauding for that in our studio audience. Yeah, shush them up. Don't give them too much power. That's what I thought. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 5 points right now. Oil, it is up 18, or down 18 cents a barrel. Not a big deal right there. U.S. 10-year Treasury, it is up further, so we're continuing that move in an upward trend because people are starting to realize that the economy is doing well. So that's the issue that we're seeing. That's why the 10-year Treasury is moving in a positive manner right now. So we'll keep watching that one for you. That means mortgage-backed securities are moving in a negative manner as far as the bonds are moving down. The yield is going up. That means if you haven't got your loan going yet, here's the idea. We're right around the top of the interest rate chart. So my thinking is right now, if you have not already got your refinance done, the idea there is let it go for a little bit. Don't worry about it right now. Get your financing in order. Don't lock the rate, though. Wait to hold up on locking that rate for a little bit and see what happens. We'll continue to monitor that for you, let you know what's going on in that arena as well. So just a little bit of a heads up there. Did you watch a football game last night? Yeah, I wonder what the ratings are going to be on that one. Football's hurting themselves.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, me too. But football is doing some damage to their own brand right now because people of the American population is not on the same page as the football players, the football teams. The Green Bay Packers, one of the older teams in the NFL. You gotta love this one. They wanted their fans to stand arm in arm during the game. Reports are that they showed the people that were, but there were more people that were not standing arm in arm than there were people that were standing arm in arm. So it'd be interesting to see what's going to go on there. That's going to be a fascinating story as well. So we'll continue watching that one for you. But the fans are saying, you know something, we don't agree with this mess. We don't agree with these people that are doing this garbage to us. We don't want to continue watching it. We're not going to support it. And then you see the jerk that started the whole mess, Colin Kaepernick. Talk about a real idiot. So he came out and he's donating more money. Nice of him to donate money. But he's donating $25,000 to a group honoring a convicted cop killer. Really? And this is the type of person?
So I know who's asked to kick.
Here's the issue. I caught this last night. I don't know if you've watched some of the news, but this was a fascinating theory. What is the left up to with all of this? What are they doing? What is their end game? Well,
think about this concept. Some of them may just not be all that bright. Now, think about professional athletes of any sort. There are not a huge number of Rhodes Scholars in professional athletics. There are not a huge number, especially in certain sports, of college graduates in professional athletics. The people that do graduate college, you ought to see some of the courses they take. I have. Then you start looking at people that are in professional basketball, LeBron James, who just graduated high school and can't even put together a sentence legitimately. And those are the people that are being put out by the left as the leaders of the movement. Now, then think about the next step. Do you understand where most comedians come from? Well, most comedians, when you talk to the comedians, most of the time a comedian was kicked out of school most of the time. They were cutting up in class. They were jokesters in class. Didn't get the best grades. Most comedians did not go to college. Most actors and actresses, they did not go to college. Why? Well, while everybody else was studying math and studying English, they were studying basketball. They were studying acting. They were doing their jokes. Yet those are the people that a lot of the left wants to follow. They want to listen to what they have to say. When did LeBron James be? I mean, the only one I ever knew of that became a Nobel Prize winner. Well, think about this one. President Obama became a Nobel Prize winner. I think I've got Peace Prize in his second month in office. What had he done? Absolutely nothing. So think about that concept. Who are they putting out there? Who are the media putting out there? They're putting out high-profile people to sell something. They don't care about the benefits here. It's all about sales. They put out Colin Kaepernick, the genius of the world who donates $25,000 to a convicted cop killer's foundation. That's who they want to follow. Does that make any sense to anybody? If it does, just put a comment right in there in our commentary section. Unbelievable. So the Packers are ignoring the information there. Then we got the New York Times. They come out saying that Jared Kushner, the president's son, Democrat, okay, fine, there's no problem there. The big controversy now is that he registered as a female. Really? Well, when they finally did some research, they found out that, no, he had not registered as a female. Somebody in the election office did the paperwork wrong. When he did it, he kind of looked down. He was able to figure out that he's male. You know, I know not all the liberals can figure that out. They have six boxes now to figure out what their sex is or their gender is. I can't figure that out. You look down, you can figure it out most of the time. But Kushner was able to put down that he's a male. Apparently somebody in the registrar's office couldn't figure that out. Unreal. Amazing how some of these things continue to happen. Moving right along. What else do we have here? We're looking at Stephen Silver, NBA commissioner. They're not going to put up with this stuff of sitting down on the job. So we'll see what happens with the NBA. We'll see if the commissioner's office has more clout than Colin Kaepernick or LeBron James. Some people call him King James. I just refer to him as Baby James, you know, because he's been treated like a baby his entire life. Unbelievable. And he is the epitome. No one's going to want to talk about this one either. This will probably get me in some trouble. But, hey, I'm used to that, so it's not a problem for me. But think about this concept. So 72% is the statistic. 72% of black children are married out of wedlock. 72%. Somewhere in the range of 75 to 80% have less than average income and lifestyles. A little correlation there. Okay, now take it to the next step, and let's talk about Baby James. Well, he's got three kids. At least they were all by the same lady. Two of them out of wedlock, one in wedlock. So is he really the epitome of what's going on? Now, his kids will probably have a pretty good lifestyle. Dad's made a bunch of money. Not sure he'll be able to keep the money because we know that NBA athletes, within a few years after retiring, I think the number is five, they're broke. So we'll see what happens with Baby James and see when they stop doing all the handouts for him, all these other, you know, people babying him. We'll see if he's able to make it in business as well. We know they couldn't make it in basketball until he joined with Dwayne Wade. So we'll see what happens on the other side of it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio.
discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, today we are talking about civil divorce. We'll talk about that. 10 reasons to mediate your divorce, elements and rules for parents who want their best for their children. That might be an interesting part of the conversation.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Should I buy a home now or wait until next year? Signs it's time to revisit your budget. Buyer beware, long-term care costs are surging. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Should I buy a home now or wait until later? That is our subject today. Well, here's the issue. We talk about this on a regular basis. You need to understand, where is the competition at?
there's always competition. So is the competition now on the buy side or is the competition on the sell side? Well, there's a lot more buyers out there than there are sellers out there. That's why we're still seeing the days on market being so low. So you have to really wonder, okay, so if that is the case, and I just told you it is the case, so you know that that part is there, then prices are going to necessarily be heading up. The cost of waiting to buy is defined as the additional funds it would take to buy a home if prices and interest rates were to increase over a period of time. Well, they are increasing over a period of time. Freddie Mac predicts interest rates to rise to 4.4% by next year. CoreLogic predicts home prices to appreciate by 5% over the next 12 months. If you're ready and willing to buy your dream home, find out if you're able to. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. We will help out with that right away. So give me a call, 800-306-1990. We'll get you on a game plan, buy the house of your dreams, and then we will, or get ready for to buy it. And then we'll put you in touch with a real estate professional who can help with that part as well. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Interesting conversation. I think that we're probably getting into the season. And some people don't like it when we talk about the season. I think it might be the season. And as we come closer to the holidays, people talk about divorce, unfortunately. It kind of exacerbates the situation. So let's chat about it a little bit. Kelly Klaus is with us, Divorce Transition Center. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. Is there a season for divorce?
Well, unfortunately, it's pretty constant. In Orange County, there's about 46 filed divorces per day.
46 a day.
That's the average. The greatest number of divorces filed is actually right after January 1st.
That's what I thought. Okay,
the first Monday. So coming into the holidays is a little bit stressful with those families who are struggling on the fence. And then, of course, right after the holidays is when they pull the trigger.
That's a bad turn. That's a bad analogy right there. That's a tough analogy to use that one. They're going to pull the trigger. Okay.
Pull the trigger. And usually it's kind of to themselves as well. It's not necessarily the other person.
Really?
Well, pulling a trigger on divorce.
Okay.
Much as the other person.
Absolutely. Okay. So that's an interesting concept there. So we've talked in the past when you've been in with us, Kelly, that there's the different types of divorce, and we focus when you're in and we're chatting with you on civil divorce, and I don't mean civil court, but people being civil with each other. So let's chat a little bit about some reasons. And we've talked about mediated divorce, collaborative divorce, and we've talked about then the contentious divorce. Let's talk today about the mediated version. So give us some ideas there. What is the difference between them briefly? And then let's focus on mediated side.
The greatest difference is going to be cost.
I like that one. So which one's cheapest?
The mediation.
Okay,
mediation.
Being that I'm cheap, there's where we go.
Well, cheap is doing it yourself, and that's definitely an option. If you are both on the same page, you have little assets, maybe you don't have children to involved in the situation, you can do it by yourself, and that's the cheapest.
Okay, so then the next cheapest is going to be going to – but you know, I look at stuff like that, Kelly. That one. I've heard you say that before, do it by yourself. Are you going to ever come out with a good solution there? Because, I mean, most of us just don't know what we're doing.
True, but there are many cases where people just want to – they're at a point in their lives where they just want to get on with their lives, so they're okay with agreeing to, you know, what the other spouse wants. So there's several cases where that's
– where they're pretty, okay. You know, because I share all the time. And now I guess Nationals come out with a commercial where the guy's doing his own surgery or something, right? I've got a bad knee. And I can look online to figure out how to do knee surgery. I'm not going to get the best results, right?
True,
so
true.
Here I just wonder, are you going to end up having a big problem on the road if you try and do it yourself?
Well, the problem with a divorce itself is here's this person that you've put all your trust, all your energy, all your assets with, and all of a sudden now you may not have that person's best interest in mind. And so the trust is out the door. that's why we have people who are financial experts who maybe do the research, finding where the assets are, and some alternatives to have resolution.
Okay. So mediated, explain that one a little bit.
Well, when both parties agree to hire one person, and that person is not partisan to either side, and they are in the best interest of keeping the best interest of the family.
Okay.
Because you don't want to deplete the family resources while you're depleting the energy and emotional part of what divorce brings. So they'll have your interest as a whole in mind, best interest.
Then, the best interest of the community, so to speak, being the entity of husband and wife.
Right, and it's usually in the best interest of the children.
Okay.
Because you want to be able to work together as best as possible. And what people don't realize is that going through mediation and you do it amicably as much as you can, you're going to have to co-parent for the rest of that child's life, if not beyond the childhood part of it.
Is that something that's mandatory through that, or is it something that they've agreed to? Right. If one did, like I just helped a gentleman, and I don't know whether he was, you know, I don't know what form of divorce he went through, but you know, his kids are now in Florida and he's in Southern California, and I don't know whether they went through a mediated, but you know, I don't know if they're co-parenting either because there's a couple thousand miles between them.
It's usually not mandated mediation. It's encouraged. And not only is it cost effective, it's time effective because the courts are impacted. So you're going to go through the court system. You're going to have to wait for a perfect time between your attorney and their attorney and who can come together for a time. So mediating isn't court ordered, but it is definitely in interest all the way around.
Okay. But you know, what I was wondering is, do you end up co-parenting always through mediation, or can it be agreed upon that he's going to take care of the kids or she's going to take care of the kids? Can that be done that way through mediation?
It can. And it can be throughout your whole relationship and the whole journey. However, if you've set a good precedence here during the first part of the mediation, it gets you on a good foot to be able to do a lot by yourself.
Okay, so let's talk then about the reasons that we want to mediate. Let's go through. I thought you said you had a whole bunch of them.
We've got 10. So we'll
armed and ready.
Well, of course, the cost effective. Because you're not paying two lawyers, you're paying one, either a mediator, whether it's an attorney, whether it's a therapist like myself, or even a financial or divorce court coach. Therefore, it's going to be cheaper right out the gate.
Okay.
You're only paying one instead of two. Paying an attorney, you're also going to pay for downtime. You're going to pay for paperwork filed. You're going to pay for email sent. You know, you're going to be nickeled and dimed as opposed to a mediator who's going to just do what the actual time is that you're together.
That's it. From what I've seen in some instances, that's like that can also be the retirement plan for some litigating attorneys.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Is they end up transitioning from going the adversarial route to becoming a mediator, and that way they don't have to work as hard and they can still make a few dollars.
Right. Definitely. And you want to pay for your own child's college, not theirs.
Right, exactly. Okay, let's go to number two.
Okay, time. We briefly touched on that.
So you don't have that six-month waiting period or whatever it is in there?
No, that has nothing to do with it. That six-month waiting period is after you come to your agreement and then you file it. Then you just sit back and wait for the time to go by. But it could take up to 2-3 years to even come to that agreement, especially if you have two fighting attorneys together, because it's in their best interest to keep it going.
Sure, that's their billable hours.
Correct.
Okay.
So
the time to get to the agreement, then you're going to wait. Then
you've got the 6 months.
Then 6 months. Okay.
Yeah.
So that could be a lot quicker there dealing with that way. Next one.
Right. Keeping the children out of the court, because if you go through the court system, a lot of times the judge or has to have to talk to the children to get their opinions or to get just kind of a litmus test of what the family life is like. So with mediation, you don't need to bring the children in.
Okay, I'm a fan. Right, because you know, being a consumer advocate, my whole thing, I've always looked at this, and thank goodness I'm 30 years into a life sentence, so you know, we've never gone to it other than watching people. But it seems like the kids always lose.
The kids always get dragged in the middle. They don't want to have to choose between parents, and a lot of times they get roped into it, unfortunately.
Okay, we're going to continue our journey with Kelly Klaus through the
reasons to mediate your divorce. Okay, we're getting into that season. It's only a couple of 3 months away, so we'll talk more with Kelly when we come back. We'll also talk about signs it's time to revisit your budget, and buyer beware, long-term care costs are surging. All that and more. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Go over there right now if you have the opportunity, or write it down. Go where anytime you want. There is a report, or you just click on this the link, creditsanitizer.com. There's a video there that talks to you a little bit about what's going on today in the credit world. And then you can sign up for our electronic course, an e-course. Just send you a few emails every few days giving you education on credit. Great little course there if you want some customized information.
then we can give me a call and I can get that arranged for you as well. But everybody right now needs to be going to, not right now, literally, right after the broadcast, because we got great information for you. EquifaxSecurity2017.com. EquifaxSecurity2017.com. They are the source for you to get some great, great information or keep track of your credit, being that Equifax has been hacked. And I've shared this with you before, so I'll tell it to you again, that one person out of all of the folks that we talk to on a regular basis, and I've been telling you this, I've only had one person tell me that they were not part of the Equifax breach. So the likelihood is you probably are as well. So just think about that one. Because the report this morning, 6 signs it's time to revisit your budget. A little stress in life. Life can always throw you changes. Well, those changes come the need to revisit and perhaps reallocate your budget. Maybe you currently got a raise, moved to a more pet. All these things would require a change in your monthly financial planning. Besides those obvious changes, here are some other signs that might mean it's time to check back in with your budget and recalculate, see what's optimally for you. You have only a few bucks left at the end of every month. That might be a good sign for you. You've never increased your retirement investments. Now, remember, the 401k, you're only going to put money to a 401k and IRA, a SEP, only to the extent that there's matching. And I know you don't get matching on an IRA or a SEP. But on the 401k, the 401k, IRA, and SEP are all ruses to steal your money. I've told you that before. The idea is that's for the government to get more of your money, not for you. If you want the safe, secure, tax-free, tax-deferred way of saving, we got to call Aman for you. Give you that information. Very, very simple. Come up with $1,000 right now. Well, then you might need to look at your budget. You've got to have some money set aside for an emergency. If you're saving anything for your future goals, well, you might need to revisit your budget after that one as well. If you use your credit card more than you'd like, again, might be one sign. And one gift purchase throws your whole month out of whack. Well, unless you're giving it to your friendly radio host. But that also is another sign that you might need to revisit your budget. That's just a few of the items. That is the real-time real estate site brought to you by thecreditsanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, we are chatting with Kelly Klaus, Divorce Transition Center. We're talking about reasons to meet your divorce. Kelly, we got to talking about kids last time, and I thought we'd throw in a little bit about the reason with kids. The idea there, kids are always the ones that get the short end of this whole stick. They didn't ask to be born, obviously, right? They weren't around at the time. And then you look and the parents can't get along now. And the kids are the victims, I guess is the term I would use there. So are there some rules that parents who want to do the best for kids that they can follow too?
There's many, many rules. First and foremost, keep them first.
Keep them in touch.
In mind.
Keep their interest. Yeah.
Because not investing in your children at any age is going to be not only a negative return your investment when they get older. Think about all the trouble they can get into if there's not structure and trust and a place where they can feel safe.
And that's, you know, our kids should always be able to mom and dad, whether they're not, as that safe haven.
Well, they're part of each of you.
Right.
And you chose that parent for that child. So it is your fault.
Yeah.
You chose them.
Good, bad, or whatever, right? It's your choice. Arguing in front of
that's always a negative, being divorced or not. It's okay to have the conflict and conflict resolution, and hopefully you're doing it in a productive way. That's not the issue. The issue is when you're arguing, name-calling, and bad-mouthing, and having that complete negative environment.
Now, can the kids be an advocate from one side or the other?
Well, that's sometimes the goal, was very negative. It's
okay.
A lot of pressure on that child. They shouldn't be. Sometimes they get sucked into it. Sometimes they get torn. But it should not be something that you use as a tool.
Keep them away from that. You don't want them to be a part of the whole process. I mean, they are a part, but you don't want them to be the focus anywhere.
Let them be kids.
There
don't
you go.
Bring them to adult conflict. what you're dealing with is an adult situation, and you don't want your children to be raised up in that as a child.
I hear that we've got a huge percentage of our population gets divorced now. Is that a genetic issue where we start breeding divorcing or making it easier just to part?
No, it doesn't have to be. It just because a lot of times children from divorce turn it around. And I felt the pain, I saw the suffering, and I'm not going to do that. I either make the commitment to my spouse or I won't get married. So they don't go that same route.
What are the thoughts about using custody as a form of punishment?
That's all backfire.
Okay.
I'd say 99.9% of the time it's going to backfire.
Do the custody arrangements have to be real rigid, or can those be flexible?
Hopefully they should be flexible, because they are going to be constantly a moving target. One of the misconceptions out of divorce is that that piece of paper that you've all spent thousands and thousands of dollars coming to an agreement can be changed in a heartbeat. I had a client the other day that after 10 years, the children were now teenagers, the dad took her back to court and said, "I want full custody." And now there was another battle ensued, and the children were the victims again.
So after 10 years, they're probably starting to heal a little bit, and you get to open up a wound.
Well, the consistency is, again, uprooted.
Sure. And I would assume, I'm not the expert in this, you are, that, making the relationship between that child and the parent comes into a negative light, because I don't know how you can look at it as a positive.
Well, the children don't have that mental capacity that the adults have. They can't decipher things quite the way. So, yes, it definitely can do some harm. And that doesn't mean that whatever's happening now can be changed in adults, but it definitely can be strained, and it can definitely be a permanent situation if it's not addressed.
Are there studies that will show that when some of these things that we've just talked about as being negatives, that a breakdown in the relationship as adults between that parent that tried to use the kid as a pawn?
There's a few books out now that actually trace what the children are after 25 years. And as adults, they've gone back and done some studies. I mean, it's difficult to follow, and there are
sure.
long-term studies. But there is definite research that the children do have trust issues. They have boundary issues. So it there is a lingering effect if it's a negative divorce.
So it sounds to me like what's happening is if I'm getting divorced and I'm using the kids as a pawn, I'm going to end up losing that. If I value the relationship with my child down the road, I'm losing out because I tried to something nefarious.
Well, that's why you lose the situation if you try to make adversarial.
Okay.
That's why co-parenting is so key even after the divorce.
Co-parenting and getting along and amicable co-parenting. It's not just an issue of co-parenting and saying, okay, we got 50-50 custody. But it's really doing it and acting in the best interest.
Well, that's why mediation comes into play. When you go through a very negative, financially, emotionally, and physically draining divorce, it's difficult to come back and then be positive co-parenting. So mediation helps that.
Are you seeing a pickup in mediation and collaboration, or is it still heavily geared toward litigated or adversarial divorce?
Well, there is more and more mediation, strictly because the courts are so impacted. So it's being more positive way of going.
So it's not because the couple really wants to do it, but they just want to get rid of each other, and that's the easiest way.
Right.
Which may end up being best, right? I mean, it could end up being the best answer that they're being forced on by the courts, as opposed to something that they should have been looking at in the first place.
Kind of like ripping a Band-Aid off.
Okay.
A divorce can either be very slow, painful rip, or be let's just get this done and move on with our lives.
And that might make a whole lot more sense. And, thank goodness there's people like you that are out there getting the word out, because I think part of the problem is that a lot of people just don't know that there's an alternative, because all we ever really hear about, when you listen to the media, you hear about the rich, famous, and they're getting divorced, and the story, the McCourt story, right? I mean, that caught a lot of sensationalism.
Right.
But they had a lot of money to give to lawyers.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of emotion involved. And that's what mediation tries to do, is take the emotion out. Allow you to just see what it is on the paper. Let's look at it reasonably, and let's move on.
Move on. Makes a lot of sense. We're going to continue our conversation. We got through with the kids. We've only got about, what did we get through? Four of the items here. So we're going to have to really I'm gonna have to stop talking so much. So Kelly, my wife might be listening. She always tells me to stop talking on air. You're listening to the radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, buyer beware, long-term care costs are surging, and we'll continue our conversation. Reasons to mediate. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron's Radio. With every market, our solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel or any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready to buy that next house, Gold Star has the programs for you. They're even the one has the only one I know of that actually has the Fast Pass Loan Approval. Yeah, that's where you're able to actually go and get totally underwritten before you go and buy a new house. There's no loan contingency. You're a real estate professional. Can actually check box J4, which doesn't mean anything to you, but does to them. There's no loan contingencies. Your loan offer is same as cash. That's the idea. That's why we like it. Buyer beware, long-term care costs are surging. Another reason I sent so many people over to talk to our friend Al Manfrey is because one of the programs that he's using, not only is it getting a safe, secure
8% return investment. That's the basic average over the last 30 years. Can't promise future earnings. That would be illegal. So I couldn't do that. It would get us all in trouble. But the idea here is I want you to understand that there is a great program out there of long-term care costs. Nursing homes average right now. Are you ready for this one? I should have I might even have my friends here with the drum. I'm a little sometimes. But ready for this? The cost of long-term care, $100,000 a year. Well, Al's got a program that is part of one of his investment vehicles. It has some long-term care coverage built into it. You use it, great. You don't use it, you get the money as part of a retirement program. Very, very beneficial. We're all going to, none of us have a reservation. We have no idea what the future holds. So the idea here is to be ready for any of it. And that's one of the reasons I sent so many people over to talk to Al, get on board with those programs. Continuing our conversation this morning, Kelly Klaus, Divorce Transition Center, is with us. We are chatting about reasons to mediate your divorce. And, you know, as generally happens when I'm involved in conversation, rabbit trail and got off track here. So, Kelly, I'm going to have you get us back on some of the reasons to mediate.
Great. Well, one of the main reasons is also control. So when I spoke
for who?
Of the people who are going through the divorce, the control of outcome.
Oh, okay.
Whereas when I spoke earlier of this client that taken back to court after 10 years, she expressed her feelings of how she was so upset the court was deciding whether she was going to get the children or not. It didn't matter that what her attorney was saying or what, you know, she had of any sort. It was mainly courts who these formulas and in the best guess is best for the children. And she said she was just on pin needles until the court decided who was going to get the children.
And that can have a lay in that also. So you can end up being traumatized for an extended period of time.
Right. And what? For 3-4 months when this was all going down.
Do the kids know that that's actually happening at the time?
She said that she had told him that it was basic, just making some decisions and some changes. She was trying to minimize it. He doesn't know what the other side was talking about.
Which becomes a part of the problem. Right. Now, if you've mediated, because you'd said before that was like a 10-year hiatus, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
If you go through a mediation, can that be brought back up again 10 years later?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so that whole thing is, the doors are all open on everything.
Absolutely. That's why the thing that you're working on now is just a moving target. It's just a moving piece of paper. You're on a journey, and whatever was good at that period of moment in time, not necessarily be 5 years, 10 years.
So there's really no logical reason then not to try mediation, because if you find out a year from now that's not working for one or the other, go a different option.
Right. And you always have the option to go the other route.
Okay.
As far as getting attorney. So if you don't like the way the mediation's going and you want to opt out, there's always that option.
Okay. Sounds like, it's almost like a no-lose. Right?
Well, divorce is a lose-lose situation. So.
But you're trying to minimize how bad it is.
Minimizing the damage all the way around.
Okay. Okay, so I think we've got a couple of them. What else? What are the other main ones there? Because we don't have a huge amount of time. If I put my glasses, I can see how much.
Right.
Right. Some other main reasons for the mediation. I mean, obviously the biggest one that we talked about in the first segment was cost.
Right. And flexibility.
Okay.
Flexibility. What a mediator would do is try to offer some other alternatives, this, that, or something that you didn't think about.
Which that makes a lot of sense, because from the attorney I've spoken with, it seems like courts have to come out with the lowest common factor. And a mediator has everything open on the table.
Well, an attorney is in a win situation. I want the most for my client, whereas a mediation, we want the most for the family. How to keep the family intact.
The adversarial is win-lose, whereas in the mediation, you're looking to try to find a win-win situation.
Try to minimize that damage.
Yeah, because that way everybody loses a little bit, but nobody's a real loser.
Well, when I say keep the family, I mean you are still a family. You just happen to be living in different places.
It's an interesting concept, because a lot of people don't think of it that way.
Well, in the past, it's been a broken family or a failed marriage or something that is a negative tone. The best interest of the children and the best interest of your psyche, you're still family. It just looks different.
Sure.
And it's interesting how we don't hear about some of those issues, right? Because in looking at the idea, people start the divorce world or the divorce route. You know, I want to be rid of the other person. But if there's kids, you're going to have your kids' graduations and weddings and maybe more babies after that, right? So you never leave that.
And the other thing that you don't realize is you're so angry or there's a lot of emotion involved and you try to hurt the other person. But when you do that, you're actually hurting the children.
Sure. So when you mediate, it seems to me, that I'm not the expert, but when you mediate, at least you haven't really, when you go through the adversarial process, somebody's going to end getting really, really hurt.
Bitter.
And when you go to the next step, you know, if you're back in court again or whatever life comes up, you carry that with you.
You're living on the edge of trying to do something that break the armor and get back in to retaliate.
Okay, and then on the mediation, though, that can be, it seems like it's probably going to be a more amicable way. So if there is a issue up down the road, it's more of a conversation instead of back to grabbing your arms.
And it's better flexible. And it's a lot easier to be flexible if you've already set tone.
I think you hit the term right there, is you're setting a better tone and a foundation.
And go forward, there's got to be an element of trust.
That's what always fascinates me, because having not gone through this myself, you know, just studying it from as an outsider, you look at it and say, there had to have been some level of trust to get into the relationship. And all of a sudden, something happened that you couldn't work it out. But there's still got to be, isn't there?
Well, you've got to remember that. And through all bitterness and pain, depending on what the cause of the marriage. So.
Okay, so yeah, I guess that would make sense. What is the cause, you know, that can you get past it? Can you look at what the origin was?
Right.
Okay, so flexibility, we've got the kids, we've got the stuff coming here out of the mediation.
Greater confidentiality. When you're in court, that's open court. Anybody can be in there. Documents are court to be visible by the court. Mediation, all your negotiation, everything financially is confidential.
That just seems like a real good one.
Mm-hmm.
Right, especially in this day and age where there's so much security breaches and social media. You know, we were talking about the broadcast, there's a camera for everything. So the confidentiality to me sounds like it's a big one, especially when you're dealing with kids. Right? I mean, as is, most of them aren't wise enough to realize that everything they're doing is recorded.
Right.
Right? I mean, I got to ask you a question. It just came to my goofy mind, and I don't know if there's even anything going on. You know, you're talking about in this day and age of technology, everything recorded. You know, you listen, I was listening to a news broadcast the other morning. I said, well, Alexa, turn on, CNN. And there's like a million households all over the country turned on CNN because people had Alexas on and the TV show said it. Do you have that? Are you seeing any of that stuff being brought into court?
Yes. And unfortunately, that's more damaging than good in most cases.
Interesting. So you got to be careful if you've got these recording devices in the houses.
Right. And you're supposed to be upfront and let the other person know they are being recorded. And that's not always the case, because in court, anything on Facebook and social media is presentable because it's in an open forum. And you know that it's an open forum.
But what if I record my wife, I put it on Facebook, then now it's okay in court. But if I record her and don't put it on Facebook, then I can't bring it into court.
Correct, because she needs to know that it's recorded.
Fascinating information. If you want more information on going this route, give me a call at 800-306-1990. The mediation collaboration, much better outcomes, in my opinion. Get in touch with Kelly if that's something that you're looking for as being in the best interest of your household. But be sure to set that first radio reset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thank you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. If you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Just push me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's on. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.